I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We want to say thank you for another day that you have made. As I so often declare, God, it has become a mantra for me in ministry that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God, we're so happy to be in this day. We're so glad to be in this day. It doesn't matter what is going on or what's occurring in our lives, what circumstances, financial issues, physical issues or ailments, family issues, no matter what our story might be. God, we are glad to be in this day because you have made this day especially for me. I thank you for a mind to say yes to your will on this day. Before this day even begins, God, I thank you and I say yes, Lord, to your will. Come what may, God, I'm still standing with you because you are my rock. You are my salvation. You are my hope for today, tomorrow, and each and every day that comes beyond this point. You are the very air that I breathe. You are the very essence of life, God. And I thank you, God, for life, health, and strength this morning. I thank you, Lord, this morning for our mind, oh, God, that has stayed on you. You tell me if I keep my mind on you, oh, God, you'll keep me in perfect peace, Lord. And that's what you give. The peace that you give to me is not that the world can give it to me, and it's not that the world can take it away. So that means life can't take away the joy that you've given me. Circumstances can't take the joy away that you have given me, God. Nothing is able to separate me from your love. Your love is too consuming. Your love is overwhelming. Your love is too magnificent, Lord, and we don't have to allow anything to cause us to be separated from your great and wonderful love on this day. So, God, as we continue and move forward in this day, we lean out into our own understanding, but, God, we submit to you. We acknowledge you, God, that we are nothing without you, Lord. So lead, God, and direct your people on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need your glory, Lord. We need your strength, Lord. We need you to breathe upon us, Lord, and breathe into us light and life more abundantly, Lord. We need you to breathe in, God, everything that we need to walk right, to breathe right, to talk right, to look right, oh, God, to act right in the name of Jesus. We want to reflect you, and we want your glory to be revealed in our lives, oh, God, so that some man, some woman may see us as a living epistle, God, and we can share the good news of Jesus with them so that they might be saved. Everyone needs to hear the gospel, Lord, and you proclaim, you told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, oh, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, oh, God, teaching them to observe all things, Lord. You have given us the command to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So, God, we want to be the vessels that you have set us up to be, instruments of praise and vessels of evangelism, oh, God, to let someone know that Jesus saves, oh, God, and to walk around and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise that is, oh, God, continuously with the fruit of our lips. That is our desire today, that we may praise you like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a wonderful God, and you're deserving of our praise. You're deserving of our adoration. You're deserving of the glory, God. You deserve it every single day. If you don't do anything else for us, God, you already are worthy of praise. If you don't make another way out of no way, God, you're still worthy of my praise. Oh, God, if you don't open up any more doors, God, you're still worthy to be praise because you have done so much for me. I cannot tell it all, the songwriter said. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. You've done so much for me, God. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Words can't even come into my mouth or to my mind to express how great you have been and how many doors you've opened, how many ways that you've made. But since you've already done it before, God, I have no doubt in my mind that you can do it again, God. You've healed bodies, God. I know that you can do it again. God, you've opened up blind eyes, Lord. I know you can do it again, God. You've made the lame to walk, Lord. I know that you can do it again, Lord. You've healed from all manner of sickness and disease. God, I know you can do it again in the name of Jesus, God. You've overcome financial issues. You've made little become much, God. I know that you can do it again, God. There's nothing that is too hard for you. So we look to you, and we trust in you, and we believe in you, God, today. Oh, God, the preacher said last night, doubt is something that causes you not to work in us. It causes your power to be limited, to become ineffective when we don't believe. And so, God, we tell you this morning, God, we believe, and for those that have some unbelief in them, God, help thou my unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The woman of God said that's all you need is a seed, the faith the size of a mustard seed. Oh, God, you can move mountains on our behalf, oh, Lord. Let us have those mountains working, oh, God, moving seeds of faith right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us to pray, God, because that will grow our faith, Lord. Oh, God, give us to fast, Lord, because that will help us to put our flesh under subjection. Help us to read your word, God, because that will let us know what you are capable of doing and how powerful you are. Oh, God, help us not to forsake ourselves, the assembling of ourselves together. Oh, God, that'll help us to breathe light into one another and speak words of encouragement unto one another and for iron to sharpen iron, God. We want you to bless us, God, and keep us and strengthen us, Lord, that your will might be done in our lives, that you may get the glory out of us in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. And we call on your name, Jesus. We need your help today. that's suffering across the nation and across the world today. And God, we need you to make a way, God. We need you to heal, deliver, set free. Oh, God, we need you to make a way. We're praying for those in Louisiana, God, who are still suffering under the deluge of water that came upon the land. Oh, God, let there be no more death. God, let there be no more damage. God, let them all that may still be trapped be found. Oh, God, we bind sickness. We bind disease. We bind anything that may come from the waters having come up so high. And, God, we ask that you send a release right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless those churches, those ministries that are suffering under the damage, God. Send them the resources that they need, oh, God, to be able to overcome and to be able to serve their membership and to be able to serve the community at large. God, send in the resources, God, in the name of Jesus, and make ways out of no way, God. You take little and make it much, God, and you can turn any situation around, God. Oh, God, have mercy upon them. Oh, God, shine your light upon them, and God, show favor to them now in the name of Jesus. Bless the leadership, God, the mayor of the cities, God. Oh, God, the governor of the state, God, the congressmen and the Senate, oh, God, the senators, Lord, oh, God, let them get their act together so that they can get the make the request to the country, God, oh, God, to send in the resources, Lord. Oh, God, bless the city, God. Bless them even now, God, and God, and let them not be weary, God. Let them not give up hope, Lord, but let them know that all things work together for the good of those that love God. That's all you have to do is love you and be one of the called according to your excellent purpose, Lord. We also pray for the country, the country of Italy, Lord, who suffered under that massive massive for them earthquake, Lord. Oh God, it seems like it was something that could have been insignificant. As a young man growing up in California, Lord, we've had greater earthquakes that have done the same amount of damage, Lord, but this country appears to have not been prepared for this type of earthquake. So the buildings weren't up to specs to be able to handle that, Lord. And so God, I thank you today and thank you yesterday for finding that young little girl, the 8-year-old girl that was still found. Oh, God, if there's still light under that rubble, God, we pray that you send them the help that they need, God. Be with them even now, God. Let them know that they're not in this alone, Lord, and that you hear their cries. Oh, God, let them cry out to you even now, Lord, to let you know that, God, that you still mean the world to them, God, and that they believe that you're able to rescue them, oh, God, and send the help that they need, God. And then, God, send the infrastructure, God. Send the resources, God, to rebuild the cities that have been broken down, God. You take messes, God, and you can make them into great things, Lord. Oh, God, so we bless you even now for the way that you're going to make. Oh, God, we bless you even now for the doors that you're open, God. We pray for the country of Italy, Lord, and for you to make a way and have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. And then we pray for those that are in war areas. I haven't taken the time, God, to pray for those that are in war-stricken areas. Lord, you know the issues. You know the chaos and the carnage that's going on in Syria, the chaos and the carnage that's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan with these men who are just on a mission to do the devil's work, Lord. But you told us, Lord, that this day would come, that men would be lovers of themselves, that they would have no respect for you, nor would they have any respect for man. You also told us that there would be wars and rumors of wars. Oh, God, you told us already, God, that this day was coming. Lord, so help the believer to stand in every single one of those countries. Help the believer to stand. Help the believer to stand upon your promises. Help them to understand that you are a God of peace, oh, God, and that there's nothing too hard for you. And so we pray for those that are in war-torn areas. Oh, God, let them see your light. Let them see your glory. We pray for our soldiers that are on the battlefield, God. Keep them covered by your blood, Lord, because your blood still covers. And let them hide under the shadow of the Almighty God as they obey, oh, God, their leaders, the government, God, who has sent them into those war-torn areas, God. But protect our young men and protect our young women. And, God, bring them back home safely. And then, God, give us to support them when they come back home. God, not to cast them out, Lord, but to pray for them, to intercede on their behalf, Lord. Oh, God, to go serve them as they have served us, to encourage them and give them the word of God in the name of Jesus. Many come back afflicted. Many come back torn. Many come back jaded. Many come back scarred. But you, your blood can wipe away every sickness, every disease, every ailment, every issue. Your blood can make whole. So we plead the blood over those young men and those young women right now in the name of Jesus. God, come to more and have your way. I pray for America as a country, Lord, because we have lost our first love, oh God, but let a remnant, oh God, stand up, oh God, and let a revival spring forth, oh God, out of your churches, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the ones that have not given up hope, Lord, the ones that have not closed their doors, oh God, the ones that believe in holiness and that holiness is still right, Lord. You told us that we must be holy, God, because you are holy. So we, God, we ask that you spring forth a revival, that even as we go through our revival right now, our convocation, God, that you will stir us up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to go back home and continue to work, oh God, while it is still yet day. Stir up in us the more, God, that we may give you the glory and that you may get the glory out of our ministries in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of, oh God, of doubt. We bind the spirit of wanting to give up. Oh God, we bind the spirit of, God, of being not right or not doing what's holy in your eyesight, God. Oh God, we bind everything that causes the luster, causes the glow, causes the light to shine off of the church, Lord. The church is the place that the people need. If you're hungry, Lord, they need to come to the church. Oh God, if they need assistance in some way, oh God, the church is the place. God, give us what we need to be the resources for our communities in the name of Jesus. And help us to be rooted and grounded in you. Because if we're rooted and grounded in love, then we'll shine your light on them. We'll love with your compassion. We'll love with the love of the Lord. And that's what we desire to do, is to exude you. It's our desire to let you shine in us, that men might see our good works, and we direct them to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made. Thank you for what you have in store for us on this day. Thank you for knowing the way that we should take in order in our footsteps today. We lean unto you, God. We trust in you, Lord, today. Make a way out of no way for your people today. Open up a door, oh God, that's been closed in our face today. Oh God, send the resources, send the finances, God, that we need, oh God. Send the breakthrough that we need in our bodies, Lord. Send the breakthroughs, oh God, that we need, oh God, in our situations, Lord. And come to more and have your way, God. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. And we understand, God, that when we pray, Lord, that you hear our prayers and you hear our cries. And if we have this confidence knowing that you hear our prayers and that you hear our cries, we know that we have the petitions, God, that we make before you. Our prayers, God, are not just reaching the ceiling, but they are getting to you, God, because we're walking by faith and not by sight. We're not leaning unto our own understanding, Lord. We're trusting in you, God, and we believe that you can, and we believe that you will, and not that you just can, and not that you will, but you're going to do it, God, because your word promises that you will. You'll come to our rescue. You'll provide all, supply all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. You said if we wait upon you, you shall renew our strength. God, those are promises, Lord, promises that you always come true to, or it comes to fruition. Your word does not return unto you void, but it accomplished what it sets forth for it to accomplish. Oh, God, bless my children. Bless my family. Bless my loved ones. We pray for the Green family who is in bereavement. Strengthen them now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Kier Chapman and his family during their time of bereavement. God, encourage that young man's heart, oh, God, and help him to continue to run on for you. I pray for the Dean family, God, who is also under bereavement for the loss of Uncle Buddy. Oh, God, we pray for those that have lost loved ones. God, be their comfort, be their strength. Let someone find out about you. Those that don't know you in the part of their sins, Lord, let them hear that God is still good, that you're still in control, that Jesus is the way. Let someone have boldness to declare that this is everything is in the hands of our Lord, and we understand that he is still in control and that he never makes a mistake. Help us to trust you, God, today, that you may get the glory out of us. If you do this, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. What a mighty God we serve. And we love you today with all of our heart, with all of our mind and with all of our soul, and we bless you this morning. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray today. Amen and amen.